Welcome to it. It's Friday the 13th. It's 5:39. We're going to talk a little sports this morning. Give us an update on how Brewers are doing and the basketball finals.
Brewers are doing great. They won again last night, beat the Mets, took 2 out of 3, and now return home to play the Reds this weekend at Miller Park.
You know what's creepy? I mean, the Mets have a fairly new ballpark.
Yeah.
And, of course, they're in the biggest media market. Now, a lot of fans, particularly for night games during the week, you go into extra innings, some of the fans go home.
Say, oh, okay.
You know, it's tied tied in the ninth inning. It's late. Got to get to work tomorrow, whatever.
I'll watch
the end of the game or hear the end of the game on the radio while I'm going out to my car.
Of course, right here on 550.
When Jonathan Lucroy hits the home run in New York, the place is empty. There's
13th inning, yeah,
late. There's nobody there. In fact, I think the television pan shot where he hits the ball into the seats in the outfield, I don't think there is a fan in the camera shot of where he hits the home run. Thousands of empty seats.
Yeah, that's not good.
No.
All right.
Spurs are one game away from eliminating the Miami Heat and winning the NBA title, getting revenge for last year. The Stanley Cup Finals hockey could end tonight as the Kings try to close out the New York Rangers in Los Angeles.
Well, second week in June, and we're done with hockey.
How come Superman LeBron isn't doing his thing? Where is he? Is he not showing up?
Needs a little help.
Huh?
The Spurs are a complete team. The Spurs are a very good team. LeBron and his buddies don't have enough firepower to match up with the Spurs this year.
Oh, and so where's all the bragging this year? Mr. I'm the best thing that's ever put on sneakers and walked onto a court, LeBron James.
I don't think there's any question that LeBron James is the best player in the NBA, but you need more than one player to win an NBA title.
And when he went to Miami, when we had the choice,
where
we picked Miami, that was supposed to be a team for the generations. That was a team that was built to win many championships.
Wait a minute, they did win many championships.
Listen, it's all about what have you done for me lately, and they're not going to win the finals.
I just don't understand all this LeBron hating. I mean, I guess we like to build people up and then to tear them down.
I like LeBron. It's fine.
I found his...
He's getting a lot of hate, though, in the national media.
Yeah, I found his attitude to be not conducive to love and warm, fuzzy feelings. He brought a lot of the hate on himself arrogance.
I think he realized that the choice and the program that went with it was a mistake. As soon as they did it, I think he realized it was a mistake.
All right, so speaking of baseball, we're shifting gears now. When a batter comes up, they put information about the batter, maybe his stats or interesting things about him, up on the Jumbotron, right?
Right.
They play Careless Whisper as the walk-up music sometimes.
Whatever, you know. Do you know who Teodoro Martinez is?
I do not.
He is the son of Carlos Martinez. Does Carlos Martinez ring a bell?
Like a former major leaguer?
Yes.
But that scoreboard looks like it's in the not in the major league.
No, it is at Whataburger Field. Nice place.
Whataburger Field?
Whataburger Field, and this is a game of the Corpus Christi Hooks.
Oh, it's a minor league team. Okay.
It's the AA affiliate of the Houston Astros.
Okay.
All right, so Teodoro Martinez comes up to bat, and on the Jumbotron, they put up the information. His father, Carlos, hit a home run that glanced off Jose Canseco's head in May of 1993. And then they show a video, and here's the video of Canseco getting beaned and the ball bouncing up over the wall.
That's a famous one.
So
Canseco wasn't very much of an outfielder. He was there to hit.
That's his dad. His dad is the one that beamed Canseco. And I just thought that was kind of a cool
bit of trivia.
Yeah, it's like, wow.
Tying the generations together, which is what baseball does.
And
I'm sure you watched the World Cup game yesterday,
We
have controversy already.
Oh.
About the officiating.
No. Is there speculation that there may be bribery and
that
kind of
thing?
Well,
I don't know about that, but certainly helping out the home team, if you will. Brazil beat Croatia. And there was a penalty called in the game that was pretty ludicrous. The Japanese official called this penalty on Croatia that clearly it was a flop. The guy flopped. And the penalty should not have been called. Suggestion being that he called the penalty because they were playing in Sao Paulo and it was the Brazil that got the benefit of the penalty.
And
first game of the World Cup and there's already controversy about the officiating.
Maybe the official had to drive through on his way to the stadium. The angry mobs that have gathered outside, and maybe he thought that this game should probably go one way versus the other.
I want to go home. All right. There is a new trend now in college football addressing what you were talking about, empty stands. The Miami Heat have come up with a great just a brilliant marketing campaign to help fill their stands occasionally.
No, wait, but this is the Miami Heat.
I'm sorry,
Hurricane. Miami Hurricanes.
Miami Hurricanes. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
The U.
Yeah, yeah.
The U. Okay.
They're telling their fans, don't come to as many games.
Explain how that's going to work. Sounds counterproductive.
They're running an ad that says exactly this. If you identify with any of the following statements, then the two-game mini plan is for you. Not many teams would tell you to go to fewer games. Most would try to push a full season package on you, even if that requires more money or more time than you possess. We're extremely thankful for the support of all of our Miami Hurricane season ticket holders, but we understand that a full season of tickets is not for everyone. So, if you like the exciting college football in rocking sold-out stadiums, the two-game plan is for you. If you want to see the Hurricanes play the defending national champion Florida State Seminoles and the preseason top 25 North Carolina Tar Heels, then the two-game plan is for you. I'm not so sure I can make it to the other five home games. Then what they're doing is saying, don't bother trying to come to all seven. Just come to two.
Well, I think it's a good idea that a lot of people can't afford an entire season ticket package, and you might want to go to some games. It's getting people in the doors who can't afford to buy a whole season package. Why not?
Tickets start at $108 a game.
Yeah, bang, there's the problem. There's the problem right there.
So $216 for you and a buddy to go to a game, and that doesn't include anything else.
I tell you what, going to live sporting events these days is becoming a very expensive proposition, even for games that used to be cheap. Baseball's not cheap anymore either, to sit in the bleachers.
Let's think this through. You're going to the Miami Hurricanes game, and Seth is right. It's $216 for you and a friend.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to park your car for $20 or $25 in major cities.
Probably. And in Miami.
You probably don't want to walk in that neighborhood, park like 20 blocks away and walk, right?
If you're going to eat at the game, you're in for another $40 or $50.
Per person.
This is easily a $300 proposition for one game. Then you're going to do it twice, $600.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
certainly better than the entire season ticket package, which would cost you thousands.
But that's why people are not doing it for an entire season. I mean, I've said this before at the Packers. I've gone to Lambeau Field. I usually go once a year. Take my son. And I was thinking that if I had season tickets, I wouldn't want to do that. As much as I like football, I like the Packers, I would not want to do that, say, for 2 weeks in a row. If they have two Sunday home games in a row, gotcha. I'd say, I wish they were on the road.
The thing, though, with the Packer tickets, you can resell them.
Well, that's
usually,
true.
Usually at a profit.
Okay, but that's not why I would have season tickets.
You can't do that.
Oh,
you
really?
Can't advocate that.
Gambling at Rick's? I'm shocked.
No, but... I don't want season tickets. I don't want to be in the ticket broker business.
Well,
that's not what I would have season tickets for.
WSAU, we'll be right back.
This Father's Day, this morning show proudly presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Too Many Father's Day Cards.
Mr. Too Many Father's Day Cards.
You've successfully impregnated enough women to keep Hallmark in business for the next 75 years.
I've never bought a condom now.
If you father one more child, you'll win a set of steak knives from the fine folks at Guinness.
Got a stroller built for 50 now.
Your child support alone influences the global economy. When you hold a family reunion, FEMA is forced to supply the housing.
Got a warehouse full of baby wipes.
So go ahead, submit another paternity suit blood test, because after all, there's nothing more romantic than being life-flighted to your next one-night stand.
Mr. Too Many Father's Day Cards!
Feedback at 8, The Jerry Vayner Show at 9, on WSAU.